A heads-up look at Pulse Crops, David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Amid the potential dietary guidelines and the potential for drastic changes in diets coming from the Trump administration, I talked with the CEO of Columbia Grain International, Jeff Van Pevenage. Talk to me about Pulse Crops.
They're a good cover crop. They're an excellent rotation for farmers, and that's really what got farmers planting them is, you know, wheat farmers who were doing wheat and then fallow. If you put a Pulse Crop into your rotation, it fixates nitrogen into your soil, so it helps make your business a more sustainable business from a farming aspect.
So there are lots of growers who are well positioned to meet the rising demand for pulses. With pulse prices remaining strong, incentive to shift acreage is there, as pulses can be quickly integrated into existing crop rotations. Pulse growers are able to shift to quickly capitalize on increased demand if the change in guidelines occurs. Northern Pulse Growers Association is encouraged by the USDA's recognition of pulses as a valuable protein source. However, they are committed to ensuring that pulses continue to be recognized as a dual-purpose food that serves both vegetable and protein roles in dietary recommendations. This dual categorization is essential to fully capture the unique nutritional benefits pulses bring to balanced diets and consumer health. I'm David Sparks, proud to be producing this program in association with the Ag Information Network.